10 years, man.
10 years, bro. And we all ain't even met yet.
Exactly. Only like a couple of us met.
We shouldn't even meet now. Like, just keep the mystique the way it is. We shouldn't even meet. Like, we be 34 years from now. We still be like, I ain't never met that nigga. I ain't never shook his hand or nothing.
Yeah, look. Beezy met Blue. My wife met Tracy. Nobody's met Saul Wright.
No. Nobody met me. You didn't meet Blue.
Nope. I met VG.
None of us met Tracy May except for your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We can't meet. We'll fuck it up. Like, that's like crossing the streams. You can't cross the streams, man. We can never
crazy.
Meet. We can never meet. We meet up now, this shit's going down.
Yes, man. That'd be the wildest night ever, man.
The world
like, yo.
Implode, man. God damn. So
you know what? You know why I figure out people don't listen to the podcast, all right?
Why?
Because we just us. And they know us, so they're like, I'm not going to listen to y'all be y'all. Like, fuck that. Like, that's, you know, we might be more interested in niggas that don't know us. Yeah. But the niggas that know us be like, nigga, y'all just y'all. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I know Saul Wright got his little St. Louis agenda. King Jordan saying, you know, they all know. Like,
be like, yeah, you motherfucker. Oh, he got hopped on now. But yeah, we ain't going to put you on. We ain't going to listen to you when y'all niggas just talking just because you push record.
Yeah, like, nigga, we know this. Like, nigga, we done heard them stories before. I'm your friend. I remember when, nigga, they were like, I remember when you had the fucking S curl. So, all right, Jer, I remember.
Easy.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 215. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. keep it 100 at all times, unless it's a fine bitch around me. You might want to keep it 50, 75. I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the Black King of the North.
I take it. There's a point for that. Along with King John, we learned from last episode. We can't add people in the middle of the show because then you have a moment where they don't talk for like 30 minutes. So we went ahead and got him up at the beginning of the show. Say what's up to Thekka Jones. Thekka Jones, say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's up? It's your boy Thekka Jones, a.k.a. the Roguish Gent, a.k.a. Bam Bam Bigadow, a.k.a. I've been waiting on the podcast so I can do my AKAs. Man, what it is, y'all?
You've been waiting and you only got me the two? That's it?
I had Bam Bam Bigadow like locked and loaded, and I was like, fuck, it's kind of hard to remember the rest. But hey, yeah.
Be like that, bro. I think of some dope ones. I thought, oh, I'm going to kill him this week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I freeze like, up. I'd be Marshall Mathers. I'd be old fucking, what's your point name?
Hey,
I'd just be standing there like,
come on, Rabbit. Come on, Rabbit.
Yeah, Rabbit.
Hey. I got AKA Thekka Curry.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, I'm sorry, man. That was just shrapnel. That's what happens when the Kings and Slender get together. Sometimes it's shrapnel and you got hit. That just, you know, it wasn't personal. It was just a little shrapnel. So since you mentioned it.
Can I say something real quick? Oh, yep. Hold up. See, the Kings of Slander, I don't know if y'all young niggas play Contra, but there's a gun on there called the Spreader.
Woo!
And that's how Slander go. It just go all over the fucking place.
Hey,
anybody can catch it.
It is what it is, man. You know, if you take it personal, then that's on you. How you feel about what we say is none of our business. You know what I mean? So, we got Thekka on here. Last week, there was an episode where somebody that you allegedly went out on a date with and allegedly ended up in the friend zone. Please, let the people know what the hell happened.
Alright, would this be classified as old school Nappy Afro shit, me and her?
I don't think it's old school yet, because I mean, we like a month away. It wasn't that far ago.
No, I'm talking about like when I first started
showing. Yeah, this was like, we was in the hundreds.
I do remember saying he just wanted to, Tracy May to sit in his lap and feed him grapes. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Say that. Because it's on the 100th show, I called in and I was like, yo, I just want her to sit in my lap and feed me grapes. All right, so me and Tracy May. All right, so I've been hollering at Tracy May or whatever. She's been curving me on the on the social media and all that. So I found out she was gonna be in Jackson for a wedding, and I actually know the dude that was getting married. I know him like on some like Jackson shit or whatever. Right. So I was like, yo, how about we finally get up? And she was like, cool. So I hit her up or whatever. It was Memorial Day too. So we get up together or whatever, and she looking good. Like, she looking like, if you've never seen Tracy May, Tracy May is a very beautiful woman.
How she like, smell?
She smelled like a home cooked meal.
that somebody can't cook. We're not talking about that plate.
That somebody can't cook. Like, okay. Yes.
Like a GQ I, meal. She smelled like a GQ meal.
She smelled like, whew, she smelled great.
All right.
So we get up, we go to this place called Roosters. Cause she, I was like, hey, you want to get something to eat? And she was like, yeah, I want something real, like Mississippi, real Jackson. And the only thing that was really open was Roosters. And then it was closed. So we walk in there, whatever, we chilling. We having a good old time, like talk going great. I'm like, cool, man, this is like really fucking cool. So, you know, we talking, I'm looking at her, she looking at me, we chilling. All right, vibing. So we vibing. So after about an hour, I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to do something else, cause we kinda, you know, it ain't, you know, we can't just sit up here all day, and Brewster's like, hey, get the fuck out, we finna close in like 30 minutes. So I asked her, did she wanna go to the Mississippi Museum of Art, cause they were having a festival.
Classy move.
Yeah, so she was like, cool. So she hop in my hybrid. I got a little truck or whatever. And we go out there. So, you know, while we riding around, I showing her like how everything that changed or whatever. So we get out there and I see like some of my people. Like I ain't trying to flex. I ain't trying to do nothing, but like I know a lot of people, right? So you know, we walked through or whatever, and she like, oh, like, you know, so many people. And I was like, yeah, you know.
Is that the official Tracy May voice?
Come on, guys.
Oh, you know, so many people. All
right. So, you know, my boys, like, the dudes, they looking like, damn, who that is? And I'm looking like, yeah, that's Tracy. You know, she cool or whatever. So we kicking it, we go inside, and I start talking to this older lady, cause she worked like in where I work at, but in a different, like whole different division, and they're not even with the same company. So like, we was trying to play museum bingo, where basically you took bingo cards, and you gotta match the painting to the card, but like they're all scattered around or whatever. So, like, she talking to me for, like, 30 minutes. So, I'm like, hey, I'm kind of busy. I'm on this date. And she like, oh, my bad, baby. I'm just an old lady. And I like, all right, cool. Like, I'm finna get back to this date. So, me and Tracy kicking it. We actually had, like, a damn good time. So, this chick I work with doing my videography stuff, she hit me up. And she was like, yo, come to my barbecue. Cause she was having a barbecue, she had already told me about it. And I was like, cool. So we hop back in. I mean, we done been together like 3 hours now. This is like one of them all day dates.
Damn.
You know, like she got like a face painted, you know, like the goddess Snapchat.
Y'all motherfuckers did like a goddamn movie date. Like this is one of those that's playing the montage music and shit and cutscenes and.
Yes. Like we were together from like 12 to like 7.
Damn.
Alright, so boom, we get out there. It's on the south side. Like the south side to the museum art to the south side, like 15 minutes. So I'm walking in and old girl texts me again and she like, hey, you know my cousin here, cause I used to date her cousin. And I was like, fuck, like I wish she would have told me this shit. Like, I didn't expect her to be there, because, like, her cousin always be, like, traveling and shit or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, well, shit, I'm here now. Fuck it. That's cool. So we walk in, and the chick I work with, she like, oh, hey, this is Thucker. Well, she called me by my real name. She like, this is Thucker. You know, we work together, and like, you know, everybody like, oh, hey, what's up? So her cousin there, who the fuck it is? Cause like, you know, like, you know, Tracy look how Tracy look like, and you know, Tracy was looking, you know, pretty good.
She a neck breaker, huh?
She a neck breaker. So we sit down talking with Elvin. We stay there for like an hour. Like her old girl dad had like barbecue. It was cool. We were talking about like politics with the city or whatever. And we were just chilling. Like everything cool. So all of a sudden, old girl's sister like came out of nowhere and was like, hey, you model, huh? And Tracy was looking like, the fuck? Like, how you know this? And she was like, oh, yeah, I saw your Facebook. And I was like, damn. Like, I guess, because she, like, oh,
girl. Real fast or something. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, because, like, Tracy was looking like, okay, cool, thank you. And old girl who invited me was like, yeah, my sister really be on, like, Facebook. Because, like, don't let Tracy lie to y'all. Tracy popping. Like, we had talked about some stuff, and I'm like, okay, Tracy popping. Like, I'm just glad to be here. Nah, it wasn't even though, like, I'm just glad to be here out of here. Like, okay, she popping or whatever. She a little bit older than me. You know, this is, like, a good look or whatever. So I'm like, boom, so we leave out of there or whatever. And, you know, we riding around a little bit. We just talking. And some of my partners was at another restaurant. And I was like, dang, I don't want to go over there with these. Because, like, my partners are savages. And I ain't like, they some like savages. And not like on no like ooga booga ooga booga, but I'm just like, I don't like, I already know they got some chicks up there that's already gonna be like wild and now. Like, I'm good on that. So, you know, I drop off or whatever. So I'm like, cool. So I text her like, hey, I had a really good time, and she was like, you know what? I'ma read the text. Can I read the text?
Read the goddamn text.
I'm gonna read
this. This might fuck around me the whole show. we gotta get the shit.
So, hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Tracy Lane okay. Is popular, huh?
She popping. Don't let the Snapchat fool you. Don't let none of that shit fool you.
She played modest, but it's going down. She played modest,
but like, I'm sure, because she put me on the Snapchat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Like, I already see what this, like, I hope I don't get no, like, death threats from no niggas. Like, no, I'm gonna kill that nigga and I'm gonna marry you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, So I hit her up after we got away, and I was like, I just want to say that I really enjoy hanging out with you, Tracy. You're too dope.
Hold on, Pekka, before you go on any farther. All right, now look. Now, I don't know what the situation is, but I don't want you to jump too deep in that water that you can't get back out of, you know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm saying? Oh, no, we good.
Okay. Keep
it. We good.
My bad. I, as a nigga, I just like, ain't want you to be jump out there, you know, for the Frocast Nation. Because fuck them niggas.
I'm in prison, right?
Hey, that's what she said. Like, okay, so if we doing it chronologically, okay. She said that it was on you, and then she said it was kind of the friend zone.
Okay.
So she kind of wishy-washy. Just so you know that, before you play your hand, she kind of wishy-washy.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But tell your side of the story, damn it.
Tell your side of the story, but don't fuck up.
They'll set you free.
Don't fuck up your damn next home game, though. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not. I'm telling my side.
You're going to take it on the road. My nigga, my nigga. I got money on the road, my nigga. It's a little different. Hey, look, you play it safe at home. On the road, you go for the kill. That's all I'm gonna say. Man, and all them, you better watch out.
Hey, I told her I'm gonna have to come up to Chicago and lay a few niggas out for real.
Hey, do what you gotta do, bro. What's the text say?
All right, so the text was, I texted her like a couple hours after, and I like, I just want to say that I really enjoy hanging out with you. You're too dope, Tracy. And she was like, oh, thank you. I had a blast. I honestly didn't think it would be that fun. LOL. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, hey, ha, well, ha, ha, ha. Well, I'm glad I exceeded expectations. And that was literally it.
Okay, but wait. So how did you go from that to watching The Bachelorette?
Okay. So let me tell you. So boom. I hit up a little later. And I'm like, hey, what you doing tomorrow sometime? Because, you know, I know you leaving or whatever. And she's like, well, I don't know if I'm leaving or not. What's up? So I'm like, okay, cool. So if you not, come through and I'll fix some dinner for you. And she was like, okay, cool. I'm like, cool. So she come through and cook some bacon carbonara.
Oh shit. I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Motherfucking noodles and cheese and bacon.
Noodles, cheese, and bacon and egg.
That's pretty much it.
So we were chilling on the couch. And yeah, it's actually really simple. It's one of those simple dishes that, like, it's super simple. And if a chick don't know nothing about cooking, she'll be like, damn, this nigga can cook. But it's not really, like, anything, like, just.
Anytime you put, like, noodles, women, that adds points to your shit. As long as it's not ramen noodles, any kind of pasta, your stock goes up.
I was going to say, she had parsley. Then I had some parsley, too, so I sprinkled it on top of it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He was in the house with that one.
Yeah. So, we chilling, we eating or whatever, and she like laid out across the couch, and we watched The Bachelorette, and like I actually had kind of gotten to The Bachelorette. I was like, this is pretty dope.
Nigga, it was the woman sitting there, nigga, that got you into it. Don't lie, you didn't give a damn about this. Get the fuck out of here! I'm calling bullshit.
I'm Team Chad, man. Team Chad.
We don't know what the fuck that means, man.
Yeah, we don't know. Hey, you
know, man. So we sitting there with Ellen, and I'm like, damn. Like, so I got this rule, right? When a woman come over my place, I don't try anything like the first time she come over.
You're a gentleman.
That's just the rule I got. So,
let's just pause the story real quick, bro. Sometimes first night fucking is not a bad thing, bro.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't even, to be completely honest, I wasn't even like trying to fuck a man. Well, like, I was just like, dang, like, I was thinking, like, okay, cool, but I was also thinking, like, damn, she finna go back home. You know, it ain't just like around the corner. Like, she finna be like, you know,
hold on, man. So
at least, hey, look, you ain't try to eat it or nothing, like something. To, like,
I didn't.
And at this point, we got sex. But I'm gonna eat this pussy before you leave, so you'll know you'll remember a nigga while you got them
trapped. I did.
So at this point, she'd have came over. She'd have laid across your motherfucking couch with the ass in the air.
And what you had on?
A little skirt. A maxi dress.
She had a short skirt.
Oh, solid. Hell no. She had a maxi dress.
Oh my god!
And she got that ass laid up on the couch.
Yes.
And you, at this point, you had kissed or no shit. You just hugged.
Just hugged.
Yeah, oh, man. That was the motherfucking alley-oop right
Tuesday,
there.
Tuesday, golly.
That was the alley-oop right there. That's a whole new level of comfort. Hey,
very Golden State Warriorish.
But yo, listen.
We listening, man.
I played myself. Like I really feel like I'm.
We told you that last episode.
But look, so and she like, hey, like, cause she like, my flight leave out really early in the morning, so I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh my god, you might not be able to finish this story, bro.
How many alley oops did she throw, nigga? She was throwing alleys like a motherfucker.
Oh my god. Look,
and you at that point right there where you at least gotta try, like, yo, even if you know what I'm saying, like, you at least gotta, like, you know, she might be like, yo, I had a good time, you know, women be finicky like that, man.
I'm gonna be completely honest, Tracy's my girl, so I ain't saying this in no bad kind of way, but she was waiting on you to take that pussy, bro.
Hey, but look, I'm gonna tell you what's fucked up, man. Like, Twitter done got me fucked up, where it's like, with the whole, like, don't be a creep shit.
You can't be a creep if you at my house.
And you can't be a creep if you giving me the pussy.
Come to my house. You know what I'm saying?
I don't receive signs with you. Like, I done been.
Jesus Christ.
I don't. I really, like, dog. Like, I really don't. Like, I really be like,
This nigga throwing in the double coverage. I mean,
bro, I'm like the fucking Ryan Tannehill catching signs. Like, I just
got like, one receiver. Like, man, oh,
this motherfucker out here like AC Green, bro. Yeah, like AC Green, man.
Had you on my fantasy team, my nigga.
So I'm like,
he was the chosen one. I was like, yo, this. Ah.
Yeah.
You know the work I did on the back end, man. Like,
Yeah. I feel like I got to see if Tracy's available, just so I can ask her the question. I got to know if she was throwing the shit up there for you.
Can you call?
And say she online, but I'm gonna text her right now. I'm gonna text her right now.
Text her.
I'm texting her right now because I don't understand.
215 is lit, people.
I don't understand because that sounds like to me. I could be completely wrong, but to me, it sounds like she's putting it out there for you.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling her right now to hop on Skype. We gave you a shot. So, Jerry, what do you say? What do you say?
I mean, okay, I'm from, you know, I'm Captain Creep Life, so. So, hey, I would have been, man, I would have had candles lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just been, man, I would have been trying to, even though I know she loose, I'm like, yo.
You know what's crazy?
Last result would have been me trying to eat it. That's been last result. I've been like, yo.
This even worse, but she bought me a candle.
Oh my God. Wait.
So she bought you a condom? Oh my God.
A candle. If she would have bought me a condom, I would have been like, all right, cool, let's fuck, like, real talk.
That's what I had to do, because you wasn't picking up none of the signs.
So, wait a minute. When she came over, did she have bags with her and shit?
Nah.
So, she came over with a candle and a maxi dress on.
Yes.
And laid across your couch with the ass up.
And she was like, she had drawers. I mean, the ass, yeah, she had drawers on. Like, the ass went up. Like, it was like, okay, I'm laid out across this couch, like, we finna eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I got a sectional, so she had her back with a sectional meat.
Okay. She's on the side.
So she was sitting casual. She hopping up Skype in a minute.
It wasn't just like she had her ass propped up and it was like, hey. Oh, I mean,
we just telling the people that for dramatic purposes.
Did she take her shoes off?
She did not have shoes on.
Oh, God. Becca, man. Hey, man, look. You in entertainment. You fucking... You a celebrity, you know what I'm saying? This is her words. She said you kind of a Jackson celebrity. You got to be able to catch the signs, bruh.
I did. Listen, when I tell you I did not catch the signs at all.
Oh, my God.
I did not catch. Like, I don't be catching signs. Like, it's this dude on Twitter. I interviewed him for my podcast. It's called...
What's the name of your podcast, sir?
Yeah, please plug.
The Rogan Gent. You can catch it on... SoundCloud, iTunes, and Satchel. Satchel is a new app that we got here in Mississippi where you can follow it and you can donate money to us through it. Satchel downloaded in iOS and the Play Store. But he was like, he got this tweet where he was like texting a chick and he basically went to sleep where like he can't catch like the sign. Like, unless a chick is like, hey, would you like some vagina? I'm like, I'm fucking clueless.
So this whole time, when all this shit going down, Tracy May's gonna hop on here in a minute. We might have to do a music break or something. But all this time is going down. So you still ain't kissed shit.
I ain't kissed shit. What did I do? I ain't kissed shit.
If you gotta think about it, then you ain't do shit.
I ain't do shit.
Look, you ain't get handsy or nothing. You ain't rub on the, you ain't feel the ass or nothing.
Man.
Oh my God! So now all this shit happened. She done left. Here we are today. Have you followed up with the visit?
Well, you know, I've been working or whatever. Like, but No. She in Chicago. Like, I gotta like plan that out. But I actually might have a gig up there, and it's either September or October. So when I go up there, I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm coming through.
But like, you ain't been caking or nothing? Like, you ain't still been keeping up?
All I gotta say about that is phones work two ways.
Oh!
Phones work two ways.
Yay! Show do.
Way to shoot back. Way to fire back. It's a comeback now.
You know, so what you're saying is, you know, all these cat and mouse games ain't necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. I got you. I shouldn't have to make every phone call. I get it.
Like, damn. You know, they work two ways, man. That's how I learned about phones. I don't know about any other phones, you know what I'm saying?
The same way I dial Joe now. You can dial the same 10 digits and get, I get it.
And, you know, so. Let's see. That's what I got to say about that one.
Yeah, she said, so I'm reading her text. She says she's in the car and she's trying to download the app. So it's taking forever. But we're going to get on this motherfucker in a minute.
Tell her to make sure she have her earphones in if she got them.
You know. But I mean, like, do I really think she would, like, I just don't want to be known as, like, creepy ass stuffer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no. Nat, you're known as something worse. You're known as a waffle colored 3-point shooter from Oakland that plays at Oracle Arena. Golden State Warrior Thekka, man. Come on, man. Thekka Barnes.
So how did it go from y'all an 8? She just sat up, y'all done watched The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever the fuck it was. All the time. How did she leave the crib?
I popped out of her car and I said bye.
But wait, did she say it's time to go?
I got the picture.
So did she say it's time for me to go, or how did that whole situation?
Yeah, she decided she was gonna bounce. I was like, cool.
What time was
it? It was actually pretty early. It was like 10 something.
That's because she was tired of your ass. That's why she left at 10. She's like, this motherfucker ain't doing shit. I might as well roll.
You ain't trying to get a drunk or nothing.
Well, I don't drink.
You gotta drink with a girl around. I don't drink. He's a motherfucking Boy Scout, man. Thank you, a good dude, man.
Yes,
he's an Eagle Scout. Not a boy, he's an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, you a motherfucking Eagle Scout, man.
This man put his coat on the ground so people can walk over puddles and shit. Climb trees, get cats out of the motherfuckers. Hey, this nigga a volunteer fire department guy, man.
Oh man, listen,
man,
God,
bro,
oh man,
that's how it happened, man.
She said she ain't got no headphones, man.
But we'll try and see if it don't sound bad, man.
Damn. So you done listened to enough? I mean, I know it's been a couple months, but you done listened to her snaps enough to know that, like, a thimble of alcohol, she's done. Get
loose, my nigga. Like, listen.
Okay, wait. Don't say loose like, yeah. Don't say loose like that.
Loose. I'm talking about just, you know, loose like, you know, like loose.
She's drunk.
Loose like loose.
She's drunk at that point.
I ain't know that because, see, she actually was like, get a new phone because, like, my phone's shitty. Like, my shit look like security footage for real. And, like, I ain't just never noticed to say it. Like, I just been on Snap. Like, I've been on Snapchat like 2 years. But I just started using it like within the last 2 months.
Yeah, get your iPhone, man. Stop bullshitting around. Get rid of that Droid life. Better yourself. Get your iPhone. This episode of Frocast is brought to you by Yeti. Bring the wild. They're built for the wild. Excuse me. They make coolers, cups, fucking koozies, all kinds of shit. Keep your ice cold. Keep your coffee hot for hours.
That's an Austin company, Yeti, by the way. That's an Austin company.
Austin company. Hey, badass.
Just saying. Thank you, man. You make too much money in these streets to have a bad phone and can't pick up signals and ain't got no alcohol at the crib. All right,
man.
Yeah. And you know what?
You Jamarcus Russell.
All I got is lean. Nah, one of my homegirls, she a bartender too, which is crazy.
Oh my God. Wait. You got an end on the alcohol too, and it's a chick?
Yeah.
What's the history with her?
Oh no, that's just like my actual homegirl.
Okay, wait. How many homegirls you got there?
Like, actual homegirls are chicks out the fucking
phone. You're dealing with celebrity here, so all right. You don't want to ask this question.
I gotta ask the question.
He's a celebrity.
So, all right. Like, when I say homegirl, these are, like, women I haven't had sex with.
Okay. All right, so how many of the girls that you've had sex with do you keep around?
Man.
Look. That's way too long. Man. You ask us assault, man. Come on, bro. Stop. Do not incriminate yourself. You have the right to plead the fifth on the Frocast. People will not.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna plead the fifth on it, but I got like 4 actual homegirls.
The reason I'm asking is because right now you're like in the Fro Nation friend zone.
Yeah.
And we got groupies, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to come up.
But oh, not cool. Well, tell them I will treat them very nice and I will call them.
No, back. That's not what they want.
Oh, that's not what
they want. Pro Nation groupies like to be slutted out. Like you to teabag them and don't call them in the morning.
They hit me Be Easy up routinely.
Be Easy to knock them down.
Be Easy been swimming in it, man.
Yeah, so we're trying to get you some of those. Some of that
extra. Got high the other day.
I just want one, man.
Whoa. Be Easy got high.
Yes, Be Easy smoked weed the other day. Some girl got talked him into smoking some weed.
This is the first time, right?
No. Be Easy smoked weed with me before. But you know what I'm saying?
But this first time in a while.
Yeah.
So what happened when he smoked weed?
He said he hit a couple times. Then, he said he hit a couple times. Then he, banged the pussy out. He said, I ain't know that weed, man. He said, shit, you can't, he can't nut. He was like, man, I'll tell it ass. He said, did the girl let me nut in her mouth? And he said, but don't think she bit my dick. He said, but can you say anything to somebody to just let you nut in their mouth?
Wow.
He said, she bit my dick, but I couldn't say nothing because she just let me nut in the mouth. And I was just like, man, the name would be easy, bro.
You know what? She can't get her Skype working. Let me see if I just call her and get the speakerphone popping.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Thicker, man, I that's why I said, bro, don't let Saul Wright talk you into messing up, future plans, man. Fuck that shit, man. You still in that nigga. The cap's down 3-1, my nigga. You down 3-1 right now, nigga. You can come back and win, my nigga.
Because look, I listened to the whole thing, right? And all I got to say is, I'm coming to Chicago, baby.
That's what's up, man.
That's all I'm saying.
In between time, you going there, you got to put on some heavy fucking, you got to listen to some fucking Jagged Edge or something, my nigga. Get right, nigga. You got to listen to Jagged Edge, 112, some Jodeci, some little H-Town. Nigga, you got to, get in that mind state, man. Get that killer in you, man.
All of it.
Yes, man. You can do it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was trying to add Tracy, baby. It don't look like it's going to happen.
It just added her and she went away. I seen that.
Because she ain't on Skype.
What is she doing?
I don't know. She driving. Who knows what the fuck she doing? We don't need to be having her have a car accident fucking with this shit.
Yeah, man.
That's how dudes be buying plane tickets, man.
Woo! Hey, how you feel about that, man? I understand both y'all single, but I feel like if I'm really, show some interest, like, you going to see other niggas, like, I feel like that's my woman. Like, I feel like, I'm like, hey, what's going on? See, that's why you ain't put it down right, nigga. She wouldn't even thought about that flight. You know what I'm saying? She was like, nah, I can't do that. Sorry. Hello. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look at that. Oh, there it is. Tracy May. Say what's up to the people, Tracy.
Hey guys, good to be back.
Tracy, we have myself, Saul Wright. We have King Germ. We also have Thekka Jones on the line.
Thekka Jones.
I'm Miss May. How are you?
I'm fine. Miss May, stop,
man. See, that's what you fucked up already. Nah, man, we just going in. Kings of Slander. We ain't got no filter. We give no fucks. I want to know, Tracy May, direct your homie Saul Wright to you as a friend, as a journalist. When you came over to Thekka's crib and you laid out on the couch and said you didn't know what you was going to do tomorrow, were you leaving it up to him to close the deal? Yes or no?
Wait, what did I do?
When you came over to his house
and you
laid out on the sectional, chilling, with your shoes off, and you told him that you had to leave early in the morning so you wasn't sure what you was going to do. Was that
I had to leave. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to leave that night or wake up super early and leave early in the morning. So I was ready to get in the bed.
At Thekka's crib.
Right.
Thekka, there you have it.
I didn't offer.
Yeah,
no,
because...
No, he did.
Oh! Oh, so you did offer.
We got a 12-6 curveball just got thrown in.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, look. I take it back. I decided to leave that night. I left at like 10 o'clock that night.
Okay, so now we got to take back.
Because I had to drive like 3 hours away to Memphis to catch my flight.
Okay, my bad. Hey, look. On behalf of everybody in the Fro Nation, I changed my opinion about you, bro. Never mind. Hey, we got hey, look, hey, I seen a little Kobe out there. I seen
we gave him so many L's.
I'm talking about big L's.
We gave him so many. And here's the fucked up part. He's such a nice guy. He sat there and took it.
Exactly. Aww.
He's just like, yeah, I guess I messed up.
Man. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Fuck y'all show. Fuck y'all little fuck ass party.
He's just like, yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, I fucked up. Because, you know, well, I'm not going to change my
intentions. The way we interpreted the story was that you came over and damn near busted it open, and this nigga in the bathroom and locked the door.
Yes.
No. See, what you guys are not going to do is make me the nappy afro thought.
No, it was a respectful bust it open.
How is it a respectful bust it open?
No, what I said is that you came over and you was giving the signals like the ball's in your court, and he just fumbled the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I was giving any signals. I mean, I don't know.
What the fuck do you mean you don't know? How are both of y'all confused?
I wasn't giving it. I wasn't like, you know, purposely giving signals.
So,
okay.
If question. I was giving signals, it was inadvertent.
Question. If he had gotten a little aggressive, would you have been, you know, like, hey, or, you know, like...
Would you have been receptive or rejected?
Yes.
Are y'all asking me if I would have...
we're not asking you if you would have fucked.
No, definitely. What y'all do behind closed doors? Y'all
we're not asking we that. We're saying
what is the question?
If that kid tried to get a kiss, would he have got a kiss?
No.
Okay. Question: does Stecca still have a chance? This is what I want to know because I'm heavily invested in this.
I can't. Go ahead. Answer this.
Becca has a girlfriend that he posts on Snapchat.
That's not my girlfriend.
So Tracy's pulling back. This might be why she ain't called you. Because she think you involved.
She ain't called me because she got hoes, but... Woo!
Yeah, Tracy trying to play that coy like, oh, whoa, it's me. I don't know.
She got
gotcha.
Options.
Nobody likes
me. You hang with Miss Gia. You hang with Kid Fury. You hang with all these people.
Heavy hitters.
Fabulous people. And you, they know you. That's and you have like
hitters.
I'm this little old Tracy. So look,
you remember the chick.
They know. People know them. People don't know me.
Okay, they know you.
Okay, so, like, you remember I told y'all, like, the chick I work with who barbecued, she invited me over?
Yeah.
It was her, because we working on a documentary, and I was just taking pictures, and one of them was her.
That was not her.
That was her.
No, it wasn't.
That was Nita.
So, what do you mean he has a girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl on his Snapchat that took some snaps and was like, this is my man's. I'm taking over my man's snap.
No, that never happened.
Yes,
hey, hey, no, you know,
and
you can't keep it 100.
I sent him a snap that was like eyeball over.
Yeah, I seen that shit and I was just like, what the fuck was that?
You did see it, right?
I see it. Cause it's like y'all sitting on like a brick or something. Y'all sitting on some brick thing or something.
You remember when I told you about how we were out on a date and some of my partners was at the restaurant and he had some chicks that wild out and shit.
Yeah.
That was one of the chicks that like we wild out.
So it was a hate job. You saying this was a hate job? But on the real shit, how you get their phone, man? How'd you get your phone, man?
I was Snapchatting.
Cause he's an Eagle Scout, so he not hiding shit. He just
Got no code. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt, and I think you should too. I'm just saying, Trey. You know, hey, I tell you, when you fuck with fuck niggas, I tell you they fuck niggas. So don't even think.
I don't even got a lock code on my phone.
That's what I just said.
What kind of nigga are you? You're so old, Mike.
That's what I just said. He's a boy scout.
That's because his phone is like from 1973.
I chopped down a cherry tree face ass nigga. What the fuck? Hey, what the hell? I cannot tell a lie.
For real, because I'm getting chopped down a cherry tree. But I think I'm just like honest. I'm honest, man.
But you know how to tie a mean knot, nigga.
Dolly, that you. You have ruined yourself for life now, because now if you ever put a lock code on your phone, it's over.
I mean, I hope whoever I'm dating don't go through this shit, because she gonna be like, oh, okay, well.
So it's out.
She gonna, she gonna be like, what?
Nothing but Bible verses. Like,
she gonna, no, nah, it ain't gonna be no Bible verse. She just gonna be looking like boo boo fool, because it's like, I don't do shit, like.
Ain't got no naked pictures or nothing, man. No questionable texts.
I mean, I ain't saying I don't get it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, why hide it? It's my phone. Why are you going through my phone?
So as it stands right now, Beck is still interested.
Tracy, can I ask a question?
Go for it, man.
Tracy May, Mother of Dragons, the first of her name. Is this nigga Sir Jorah Mormont or not, nigga? That's what I want to know.
I'm still afraid of the friend zone.
You gonna send him out in the wild? Is he or not? That's what we want to know.
I think you guys are putting way too much pressure on it.
Oh, she just told me to shut the fuck up. That's what she just said.
Okay. All right. So
you can't force these things.
They have to
blossom naturally.
Okay, so here's the naturally that we got. This is why we're asking, because last time you were on the show, you kind of said, like, it's in the friend zone. It's up to him. You ain't heard from him. We asked him. He was like, hey, the phone worked both ways. You ain't calling him either. So what are y'all doing?
First of all, no. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, just like him. And I don't do that. I don't court dudes. Sorry.
Oh, so she want the old school. She want that 1998 love. Stuff. You can't give her that 2000 love. You got to give her that 90s love.
I don't never be.
You gotta take it to the store, buy her sour pickles, some little Debbie's.
So like I told you, she's kind of wishy-washy on it. She waiting on you. She said she was waiting to hear from you, and then she put you in the friend zone because you ain't made no move. And it sounds like that's where it's at. If you was a friend zone, she would have been like, it ain't shit.
In the friend zone.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's what it is, bro. So if you want to come out the wild,
I'm gonna be in Chicago in September, so what's up?
Crickets. She gonna take you to Giorgio's, Giordano's, get you some pizza.
So let me translate.
Let's get together. Yeah,
let me translate for you. If you want to go out with me, make some plans. Tell me what we're doing, and I'm there.
Like, I don't know shit. What's in Chicago? So where you want to go in Chicago?
I can like plan something, but like, just let me know, you know, dates, and don't just pop up and be like, hey, I'm in Chicago, and expect me to not be doing anything.
Oof.
Oh,
I'm not sitting on my hands.
Hey, Lanelle, go. Somebody just popped you, didn't say.
Yeah. I'm not sitting on my hands, nigga. You want to make some shit happen? You better make it happen, nigga.
What's up, man?
What are you doing? We got Thek on here. You out riding around in the whip and the bubble. What you doing?
I pulled over. Yeah, I was like being the finest Lyft driver ever.
Oh, that's right. You working right now.
Yeah, and I pulled over when I got the text. So
You should have added the person. Like, you should have had a fare in the ride and added him to the show. It was the best show ever.
It was like, oh, ma'am, can I get to my destination?
Just added him to the car.
I guess we should have somewhere to be, man.
Yeah, I guess we should let Tracy finish making money, right?
But okay, so Tracy, I'm gonna hit you up tonight, and we'll talk. All right.
Okay. Talk then.
All right.
Thank you, Tracy, for coming through. Later.
Tracy May, people, the beautiful Tracy May,
the voice of the show.
Yes.
Of every show on the goddamn show.
Wait, so does it sound a little bit better now, guys?
It sounds a whole lot better.
It sounds a whole lot better, bro, because you was El Capitan.
I was over here crying like the little Indian in the commercial back in the day for your ass.
One single tear.
It was just like, man.
Okay. She wasn't on the couch busting it open. It wasn't nothing like that.
Yeah, but you left out a lot of.
I'm about to say, yeah, you left out some intricate shit.
That part. Like, that could have saved you right there. You don't understand. You, if you'd have like, yeah, man, then she wanted to lay down in LA, you can sleep in the room. When you said that, I was like, okay, my nigga, my man. But yeah, then you say, you can have my room, I sleep on the couch. That's what you would have said.
No, I wouldn't have said that, actually.
I got you. But how come you didn't even mention that she said she was ready to lay down in bed?
I mean, I kind of forgot.
Jesus Christ.
Certain like, I
shit,
did, man.
Certain shit you ain't supposed to forget. You forget the goddamn carbonara. You don't forget she said she wanted to lay in your bed.
I mean, making carbonara good as fuck, though. I'm joking.
That response was perfect, though. I fucks with that. So I guess we all your business. We're going to come back around and figure out what you've been doing and music and all that shit. We're going to loft that up for you. But we got TV talk and all kinds of shit on here. There was talk about the Tupac movie. Like, it's actually happening now. They got a dude that they cast, and they've been putting it all over the internet that he looks just like Tupac. And I had to do a double take. Do y'all agree with that shit? Did y'all see the young dude?
I mean, he look close enough. He look more like Pac than Buddy. He look like Biggie. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Like, he looks like Pac if you do a quick glance.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you look at that motherfucker, it's like, nah.
Old boy that played Biggie was just, like, fat and black. And they're, like, perfect.
But yeah, that's usually how it goes. Like, if you're a fat black dude, you look like every fat black dude that's ever been in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I've been Heavy D. I've been the motherfucker from Drew Hill. I've been Jazzy Faye. I've been CeeLo. I've been everybody. Like, if you're a fat black dude, you all of them. That's how it goes. You every fat black dude that anybody's ever seen. I'm like, none of these people look alike. How the fuck you gonna be CeeLo and Heavy D? Where that work? How the fuck you gonna be Jazzy Faye and CeeLo and Heavy D? How that
glasses, works? All right, it's just the glasses.
How the fuck you gonna be Heavy D, Jazzy Faye, CeeLo, and the nigga from Drew Hill?
Yeah, man.
How that work, man? So I hear you on that. But as far as the movie goes, like, first of all, Thacko, are you a Tupac or a Biggie dude? Because you have to choose, right?
I fuck with both, but I fuck with Tupac more.
Okay, so you hype about this movie? You like Peabody about this movie?
Man, not really, man. Because it's like, I'm putting it like this. Who making the movie? Like, who the production company?
I don't know the production company, but I think it's Benny Boone or some shit, right?
Yeah, I'm good on it. Like, unless it's like, okay, so straight out of Compton, you know, you had F. Gary Gray directing. Mm-hmm. Like, you got, like, a big budget behind. Like, this shit gonna be, like, I don't even think this shit gonna have, like, the same budget that, like, Notorious had. You know what I'm saying?
So it's gonna be low budget, so you got low expectations for this shit.
This shit gonna be some shit like, man, why didn't VH1 make this?
And then the dude that's playing Pac, he got like a regular name. Like, the dude that played Biggie, his name is Gravy or some shit, right? Like, his nickname is Gravy?
Yeah.
This nigga's name is Demetrius Ship.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm like, hi, I'm Demetrius. Sorry. Like,
I can't even fuck with you.
Fuck out of here. Like, Benny Boone directing it, so it's gonna be like an hour and 30 minute music video.
And that's what I was about to say. They said it's not gonna be about all the beef, which already lets me know. Like, that was Pac's, most of his life was beef with somebody.
Like, what's the point if it ain't, like, what you gonna do? Talk about him dancing for Digital Underground? Like, probably none of y'all wanna see that. People wanna see him beefing with, and I'm looking at the IMDb now, Cat Graham playing Jada Pinkett, so I already know this is going to be some bullshit.
Cat Graham, who the fuck is that?
Look, why is Jada Pinkett even mentioned in the Tupac's life story? Like, she was such a
bullshit. Y'all watch The Vampire Diaries?
No.
Nope. Okay, y'all watch, she like this cute, like, black chick. Well, she actually, like, fucking beautiful. I think she's, like, mixed.
But what does it say? Why she's like? Are they gonna cover his high school?
I think. All right. So Affinity Shakir, of course, is being played by the chick that played Michonne from Walking Dead. Suge Knight is being played by.
Should be Suge Knight. He ain't doing shit.
He's in jail.
Some nigga.
Sorry. He doing shit. Yeah, right. He in jail, so he really ain't doing shit.
And you know how bad I know this movie's gonna be.
He killed somebody, sorry.
Biggie is being played by the same nigga that played him in the Tories.
Oh my god.
So he ain't got shit to do. Like,
he's doing. He had a couple more active roles after that.
What?
He was in Barbershop.
Okay.
Like, that's all I got. That's all I got. Like 4 years later, he played in Barbershop. That's all I got.
Right, I was in Barbershop. Shit.
I'm looking at Cat Graham. That's not Jada Pinkett.
That's not Jada Pinkett at all.
Yeah, this is. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about this shit. Are you gonna go see it though? Are you gonna pay to see this? This is a theater release, right?
Yes, theater release comes out November.
I gotta say, I'm gonna pay to see it because of the line of work I do. Do I want to pay to see it? No.
You're probably getting it free because of the line of work you do.
I mean, I could. I just be like, hey, dog, I'm gonna go in here, and like my dude, there be like, all right, yeah. Like, yeah, this is not Friday of the opening weekend when everybody goes.
It's probably gonna do some decent numbers because you know it's Tupac. But I don't think I'm paying to see this shit.
Peabody already bought his ticket.
He bought the whole weekend. He's going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He's standing in line right now.
He gonna show up in Tupac clothing. Like this motherfucker gonna have a Kanye vest on. A bandana around his head.
Earring in his nose.
Yeah, this shit is... Hey, look, I'm not going to watch this shit. I probably won't even watch it when it comes on free. Like, I'm really not that interested in it. Like, to me, Pac's mystique is the shit that we don't know. Like, when people realize that Pac couldn't fight, that's gotta be a chink in the armor, bro. Like, you can't fight, but you talking all the shit.
Without that shit, he can talk.
Yeah, you was ready for everybody. But you couldn't fucking fight. And your niggas knew you couldn't fight, but that wasn't regular common knowledge. So I know Peabody know. That's probably why he took up boxing, because he don't want to.
And you really just made Peabody mad. If he hear this and he hear you say Pac couldn't fight,
he gonna challenge you to a fight.
You going back number one on the list.
I already know.
Fight you again.
I just know. But let me just say that I didn't make that rumor up. It was in one of the documentaries. One of the many documentaries.
You brought it up though. So all right. You can't bring that shit up.
Pac was like almost short.
Hey, almost look. He was short.
Oh shit. So y'all saying that he had a Napoleon complex?
Of course. Pac was like 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah, man. Like Pac ain't like, if Pac would have been like, I'ma fight you, nigga, I'd been like, no, you not, Pac. Like, nah, you just gonna call somebody to be, or somebody gonna whoop my ass because you Pac, but you wouldn't fight me.
And then you'll come in and stomp. That's what he did. Like when they showed the Vegas footage. And he came in there and threw the last kicks and then rolled out. I was like,
yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't finna fight, Pop. You not finna fight. You finna go dance or some shit. You finna go do a twirl.
Oh, shit. Don't say that, bro. Don't say he gonna do the twirl, man.
Go do a triple sow cow or some shit. Like, fuck.
Shit. Yeah, I think Peabody might be after you now. He gonna challenge you to a fight at recess.
Where does Peabody live?
Colorado.
Colorado.
He in Colorado. Okay, cool.
Hey, but it's nothing for him to show up in your town. He got people everywhere now.
He'll be there, man. He might have a buddy pass.
He might have a fight down there or something. He might just be like, hey, since I got a fight anyway, I'm going to fight you first. This the legend of Peabody. This is our first ever met Peabody in person. They was playing a video game, and the dude was playing, you know, him and it was Slick, Peter Virus, and Peabody playing against each other. And Slick was beating him in the game. And then, you know, Slick was talking shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? Peabody's like, man, bump this game. I beat your ass. I beat your ass right now, matter of fact. Like, this shit.
Damn!
How short is he?
Hey, the nigga went from 0 to 100 real quick, nigga.
He said, how tall is he?
Peabody about 5'6", 5'7".
Oh, I'm good.
He a lethal weapon, though, man. The nigga, like, black belt, triple black belt, Brazilian jiu-jitsu and all that shit. Like, the nigga's a weapon.
Peabody.
He a nigga that you want for your team and some shit go down in the club.
Yeah, everybody's a boxer and MMA and all that shit,
nigga.
I gotta stop talking shit because y'all making it sound like this dude gonna really like show up.
Hey, bro.
We just said that the nigga, he's a boxer and he's a fighter.
Yeah.
He 5'6", though.
Okay. Hey, man, you do what you gotta do. We just let you know. We just let you know.
Start flipping like your boy Eddie Gordo, nigga. What you gonna do then? They get that capoeira on your ass.
Call the police and be like, oh, get this nigga out of my house.
In true Eagle Scout fashion, he went straight to 911.
Hey, I'm be like, Policia, please.
He went straight to 911. Speaking of police, that's a perfect segue. I appreciate that. BET Awards happened. I didn't get to watch the whole show yet, but we had some police topics. Got the white people upset. Beyonce won Best Video of the Year for Formation, which was heavily talked about being police. What was it called? Attack Against Police? The War Against Police?
Yeah. But Beyonce wasn't even there to get her award, though. That's fucking. She opened the show and dipped on their ass.
Hey, that well, shit, she was there then.
But she left.
They should have did like every other show. Give you the fucking award, and then you perform.
Yeah. Should have opened with that. Should have gave that award away first.
Yep, should have gave away first. But she got that shit. She did her little performance.
And then she could explain to the people, like, yo, I gotta be in London in 2 days. It was 12 hours ahead, so I really got to go.
But you she had like saying? A week to get to that bitch.
No, it was Tuesday. She had to be there Tuesday.
Was her mama high?
Of course.
Yeah,
because
I was like...
Hey, Tina knows she still thinks she one of them young mamas. Like, she one of them young grandmas still in her mind. Like, she fucking young niggas.
Oh, probably.
Hey, you want to fuck Tina knows?
Hell no.
Nah. Oh, come on.
No. Hey, speaking of the Knowles family, you know Beyonce's fine-ass cousin in the blue dress?
Yeah.
She was there in that white.
She followed a nigga on Snapchat.
Oh, word?
Yes, sir.
I need to get the nappy afro login. I need to get the login just so I can see the action. She sent anything in the DMs?
Nah, not yet. I ain't slid in there yet, though. I ain't been drunk enough.
God damn. Your boy Jesse Williams won BET Humanitarian Award, and he did a speech that was dope as fuck.
Who is this nigga? The Sir Rock Boy Jesse Williams?
Hold on, man. Jesse Williams, man, Grey's Anatomy.
I know that, but he a Sir Rock Boy also.
A Ciroc boy. What is a Ciroc boy, sir?
You ain't never seen a commercial with Puffy, the Ciroc boys? Like, they'd be shooting a little in Vegas, the little Rat Pack. It'd be Puffy, Jesse Williams, a buddy from Jesse from Breaking Bad.
But why is that slander? Because he's rocking with Puffy?
Nah, no slander.
Oh, okay, you're just saying that's a squad. Okay. So he did his speech and he called motherfuckers out. And people, black and white, got on him about this shit. Black people saying that he's using privilege to get by on privilege because he's half white.
Exactly.
But he's using his privilege to make these points.
Exactly. That's guilt.
That's not guilt.
Yes, it is.
How the fuck is that guilt, bruh?
Because, man, the nigga sitting there with a white mama talking about the black community. I'm like, nigga, don't you understand? Like,
it sounds more like he calling out his father. Because he got a black wife.
Yeah, he got a black wife. You know, hey, look, that's the only thing that niggas let him slack. If he would have had, is his wife real light skin?
Yeah, she light skin. She buys his
complexion. He mixed too, so you know he get it passed. So yeah, he got to have. So yeah, that's the only thing to save him was his black woman. Because if he would have had a white woman, man, niggas would have buried his ass.
Man, hey, if you speaking out against the goddamn oppression, I have no beef with you.
I mean, I love the speech, but you know how I feel about light skin niggas going hard for the cause, man. You know how I feel like I don't really. You got to be dark skinned to go that hard, nigga. But I appreciate the message. If I close my eyes, I love the message. But when I open my eyes, I just see a light skinned Smokey Robinson looking ass.
But he on the front lines. He was in Ferguson. He's speaking out like he not letting Paula Deen call him nigga.
Hey, me neither.
Yes, you is. Yes, the fuck you are.
Sorry, y'all bringing up old shit. It's all right, you should I say on the show against me in real life. I'm like, it's all right, that's me. That's Key Jern, that's not me.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, man, I just got to call you out when I see it. Did y'all watch the show? Did y'all get to watch the show?
I watched.
Game of Thrones was on at the same time. I was just like, I had to make a decision. I was just like, hey.
Life choices had to be made, man. There was a lot of shit going on.
I watched Game of Thrones too, but like after Game of Thrones went off, like I had a little picture-in-picture thing going on. So
I got you.
I had to devote 100% of my time because I had to get up and go to work at like 3 a.m. So I was just like, I really don't have time. You know what I'm saying? I still got to watch Game of Thrones and After the Thrones. So I had almost 2 hours of TV I had to watch before. You know, so I had to make that life. My daughter was watching BET Awards. My daughter, she acts like a teenager now, man. That shit is weird. She was watching makeup videos the other day, and I was just like. What the fuck? You one of them girls? I'm like, you one of them? Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you watching this girl putting the fucking eyebrows on? Like, what the fuck?
What is going on, man?
She getting to that age.
I'm losing, man. I don't know what the fuck. My baby ain't a baby no more, man.
I'm looking at this fucking list of award winners and shit, and I don't know if this list is right. It said Drake won Best Male Hip Hop Artist.
Yeah.
How?
What's the problem?
Because he's the most popular and he's Drake.
BET Awards.
I thought Kendrick would have had that sewed up.
That's the Hip Hop Awards, man. You got to understand, it's the BET Awards.
Oh, so
you got to think about it. Drake album came out later than Kendrick. Like To Pimp a Butterfly, year old.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, so Drake's the most recent. Like it's really how they do it. Like that's why they didn't even have a female rapper thing, because they like, well, you know who's gonna win.
But they said it on this list I'm looking at. It said Nicki Minaj won best female hip hop artist.
But they ain't show it.
You ain't gotta tell about it. Like, you know who gonna win.
That's six in a row.
Yeah, since they've actively been doing it, because it kind of brought it back because she was doing it, and they gave her the award.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's overall, I mean, I feel kind of bad because shit on all the other awards. Hey, look,
next year she's going to have a competition because Remy going to be in there next year.
Does she release a full album yet?
Her and Fat Joe got an album coming out, so all right.
They've been talking about this album for a couple
months. No, it's coming out, though.
It is actually coming out. So,
yeah.
But does it... go ahead.
That's what they hot right now. Of course, they about to strike, you know.
What do you think of that song?
Which one, All the Way Up? Or the
yeah,
other one?
Yeah, all the way up.
I mean, New York needed that shit. That's a very New York song. Like, it's very, like, New York. That's like a New York shit. I mean, the hook is dope. You know, Fat Joe did it again with the hook. And, you know, but lyrically, Remy came with it. You know what I'm saying?
But who else needed that shit? Cool and Dre. I heard
drop the nigga.
It's so funny when you think about some of these producers that you used to hear all the time, the way they fall off. They fall off. So I remember, we're going to dig in the crates a little bit. I remember Scott Storch was every fucking where.
You remember The Runners?
Oh my God. That was every fucking track. The Runners.
Yeah.
Scott
Runners
Storch, cocaine when his problem.
Yeah, he went hard on cocaine. I think he spent all his money on cocaine.
Yes.
Like, The Runners were like the John B equivalent of, like, how John B was like the king of R&B for like 8 months in like 97, like 97, 98. Like, that's The Runners as far as production goes. They were the kings for like 6 months in 2006.
Fucking Cool and Dre, yeah, they needed that hit too. It's weird how that shit fall out, man, but you know, we ain't gonna keep talking about the goddamn BET Awards. I just feel bad, like I said, because I shit on other award shows, and then this one in the Hip Hop Awards I'm supposed to be watching and I missed it. So I'm going to go back and watch the full award show. You know, I'm going to do my part. But I felt kind of bad about that shit.
Good luck.
God damn, man. Speaking of good luck, TV talk time. We're going to start it off with Black Ink Crew. You watch Black Ink Crew, Tucker?
I don't fuck with Black Ink Crew, but a chick I used to date fucked with Black Ink Crew. And she used to tell me about it, and I'd be like, I guess.
She used to tell you about it, or you watched it and got Snapchat and watched it?
Nah, I actually would just be like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, it just seemed like they dirty and they fight.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Like, you have seen the show. It's pretty fucking accurate. We had the goddamn finale. That was a real weird finale. Like, they didn't tell us it was the finale.
And their finale's always like, they never tell you it's finale.
Yeah, like, we got about 40 minutes in, and then all of a sudden they were talking about some big things going on in the future, and I just feel like, oh, we're wrapping this shit up. Okay, I get it. Donna got married to her jail bound nigga. Like, how long is Max B gonna be in?
6 years.
6 years. She got married now, and he's not even finished the first year.
Yeah.
So she says, she claims that she's gonna be faithful for 6 years.
Hey, can I go ahead and say some calling bullshit on that letter? Like, that was clearly a girl.
Oh my God, there's no prison nigga that has handwriting that nice.
I was just like, whoa, come on now, like, Donna, you wrote this shit.
It was in cursive and shit. It was legible. Like, you could read along with her.
I was just like, big ass girl letters. Now just like, stop it.
Ain't no nigga that's slinging drugs writing that pretty. It's not gonna happen. Like, this nigga was writing with hearts and shit. He's writing with emojis. That's not Max. Didn't write that shit. You can look at Max and tell he didn't write that shit. There's no way possible. But that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? So she got married. Good to her. What you think about old boy and the deaf chick? They reconciled. I can't think of his name right now.
Hey, Lily, you deaf? You got to take your man back. It's rough out here in these streets. You deaf? You think you deaf with a baby? What niggas trying to holler, man? Stop. Girl, you better get back with that nigga. Stop playing games. I knew that. Hey, that nigga knew he was. Like, he like, man, girl, I'm light skinned. You better stop playing with me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, that's what he basically was saying. Like, I got action. Like, Yeah, I'm trying to fuck with you, but if you fuck it up, I mean, I got options.
Yeah, you don't have none. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, nobody's hollering at the deaf chick with a kid with your fucking side shaved down, your head big as shit. Like, nobody fucking with you.
Kings are slandered. Goddamn, Jerk. What'd she do to you?
Nothing, man. You see her, man? She got that big ass, like, she got a football helmet on, nigga. Like, what the fuck? She got a, hey, she got to be, like, Haitian or African or something, man. Like, you know.
Damn, man.
She got that Ghana head. Like, she from Ghana or something.
Stop, man. We not going to slander Africa. That's what we not going to do.
West African head. That's
not what we going to do, man. Your boy. Liberian. Stop. Fucking oh shit, decided to go back home. I don't know that that's a win.
It is a win. He got to get the fuck away from New York, man. Once I figured out, he did say he was from, from South Carolina or something?
Yeah, he's from South Carolina. There's still crack. There's crack in South Carolina.
But look, though, it ain't going to be easy to find like in New York. Man, he walked down the street, man. It's coke everywhere, man. Then, you know, he get down there, man. Hey, he going to be all right, man. She ain't going to get his shit together because, yeah, he'll be all right. But so, can he stay off the fucking coke is the problem.
Can he stay off the coke and now you're away from all three of your kids?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You was talking all this shit about your family. Maybe he's going to come back after he gets your shit together. I don't know, but...
Yeah, he gonna have to.
That dude said he went through five... He said he went through five bottles of alcohol and some cocaine in a weekend.
$400 worth of coke.
In a weekend, bruh. He got to slow that shit the fuck down, like, man.
What?
Yeah, he was partying. Like, he's an addict. He's got one of those addictive personalities. Yeah. And he said he would start drinking a bottle of Henny and he looked down and it was gone. So in a three-day period... That motherfucker went through $400 worth of coke and like five bottles of Henny.
Damn.
And was pissing blood. It was like, oh, maybe I should get that. Matter of fact, he didn't even say he should get it checked out. Walt said you should get it checked out. Like, nigga came in, yeah, I was just pissing blood. He's like, bruh, go to a doctor. Nah, I'm good, man. I'll put some Robitussin on it. Like, he was playing that shit real coy. He was like, nigga, go get that checked out. And the doctor was even disgusted. That's how you know you fucking up. When the doctor's disgusted with your shit, like, come on, bro. He's
like, yeah, it's like, hey, sir, lay off the coke or you might die. And you like, man, niggas the everyday hippie.
The doctor's like, are you serious? He's like, what's going on with you? If you don't keep it up, you're not gonna live. And he's like, I know, that's why I'm here. I know. So he decided to take his ass home. What's going on with Caesar and Duchess? Like, so the episode ended up with Caesar talking about moving the shop. But they still haven't said anything about the marriage.
Oh, man. You know, that's going to be a running joke.
You don't think they're going to get married?
That's going to be the dichotomy of black and...
So, do we get... Because we haven't had one yet, I don't think. Do we get a reunion show? We had the one last season. That don't really count.
They did have one last year. That was the first one.
That don't really
one.
Count. Yeah, that don't really count. Like, that shit was just... Let's
but they ain't even show Puma in the finale or none of that shit. And, oh, but we ain't talk about Duchess and Donna fight, man.
Every time Donna's on the show, there's a fight, but that was probably one of the weakest fights.
Hey, look, and then they say Dutch is lying, like that wasn't the same wig, you know. All
that. I looked at it, saw it wasn't the same wig.
Yeah, okay.
It definitely wasn't the same.
Like, that's not the same wig. So Dutch is flaw. You know, so who struck first, man? Donna or Dutchess, man? I caught the tail end of it.
So Dutchess was trying to walk past Donna, and Donna put her arm out like, you're not going to walk past me. And Dutchess pushed her, and then Donna swung. That's how the fucking fight went. Neither one of them really landed no good punches. Like, they all fight like Sky. It was all backing up, hands in the air, looking like, put him up, that kind of fight. But Duchess grabbed the wig. She grabbed the wig off her head. And that was it. And then Donna, of course, she wigged out. Let me go, get off me. You know, of course, when somebody get involved, you got to get tough. Leave me alone, let me get at him. But it was a weak fight, man. It was fucking weak sauce. Like all the fights, weak sauce.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's, you know, whatever. I guess we wait for the next season. I don't know what the fuck to think about this shit no more. Like, that was a weak ass season finale. I feel like nothing was resolved.
So, but let's talk about the real what we came.
Please talk about it.
Game of Thrones, all right. Season finale. It's all done. Right. My girl, yes. My bitch.
A real show, yes.
Team who? Hashtag who? Who's your team, Becca?
Man, I'm fucking with the Khaleesi, man.
That's my boo right there.
I'm team Danny, man.
That's my goddamn girl right there. Khaleesi came up. Hey, it looked like your boy is going to make it, man.
Who?
I always forget his goddamn name. Imps Delight.
Oh,
Tyrion.
Tyrion. Tyrion is gonna make it. He got a promotion and shit.
Yeah, Hand.
He's the Hand now, so he got a fight. He finally got a fucking title that means some shit. He cried a little bit.
It's the second time being the Hand.
It sounds like he's in love though.
Well, yeah, it's the second time, but like the first time that shit was Joffrey, it was just like.
Yeah,
I mean, Joffrey's a dumbass. Don't let it completely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it sounds like, is it just me or does it sound like he fell in love a little bit?
It looked like he was giving him the blinky eyes for a second. He was sitting there just like, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know because we got one more season left, right?
I think, yeah, one more season.
One more season left and that's going to have to come to a head. Like, so now she got three niggas after her heart?
But then they said it's going to have a trilogy movie. This is what I heard.
I don't. Is there enough left to do that? We talking about
I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna do.
They've been doing these books for 20 years, all right.
I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna do to make that money.
Go for it.
The end of the show is gonna be with Danny getting the Iron Throne, right? And Jon gonna be in the North. And guess what's gonna happen when it's going off?
Yeah.
Here come the White Walkers.
Oh shit! And that's how you gonna lead it to the movie.
And into the movie, it's gonna be about fighting the White Walker. I bet money. I'm betting.
God.
But I mean, okay. So she on her way to Westeros. You know what I'm saying? They still got like, you know, my bitch Cersei. She on the throne now. She basically strong on the throne. She killed every fucking body. Wildfire. Like, you know what I'm saying? She went ham. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Cersei has got to be up there with Addie BC now.
She's a monster.
She's up there with Adebisi. Why not? Yeah, she killed.
She like so. Yeah, we talked about Adebisi being one of the coldest villains ever. She up there now. She blew up the whole goddamn city.
The whole scepter. She's like, hey.
She went fucking around. So Cersei's up there. But go ahead, Jerm. What were you gonna say? You was gonna say something else about the mountain too.
But yeah, it's just like, you know. The John little, I want to know, John is lining people in the North to fight the White Walkers, but he needs, they going to have to deal with that first. Like, what, like, I don't understand, John being the King of the North, okay, that's great, but what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? When, you know, now that we know that John is really not a Stark at all, well, he's not a Stark, you know, he's not in line, his claim to the throne is bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I don't, like, the nigga went from the underground, like, you the underground king, but not only that, your army's not ready to take on the White Walkers.
No, like, they still got to get to where Stannis was from and get some of that obsidian or whatever that shit they got out there. Because that's what he said. He got tons of that shit out there. So they're going to need that to fight the White Walker. So it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot, man.
It's a hell of a lot going on. But that was a dope-ass episode. It still leaves a lot of questions, you know what I'm saying? Props to Cersei's son jumping out like a bitch. I mean, I guess
like a bitch, man.
I mean, that nigga said, my wife gone, fuck it, I'm out. And he just jumped right out the window. I'm through.
I was a pussy.
Hey, man. That nigga love that pussy, though. That must have been his first piece.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, that first piece will get you like that sometimes, Becca, man.
That's a top shelf first piece of pussy to get. Yeah.
But allegedly.
She wanted to have sex with him no more. She was just like, nah. Because the High Sparrow had to come to her like, yo, you his wife now. You got to, you know. And she was like, I just don't feel like it anymore. Like, what? Like,
hey, man, but she gone now. Like, you lost it. You lost all your shit. Them motherfuckers got blowed up. Hey, man, I know, Jeremy, we got to cut this one short because I know my boy Thekka got to run real quick. Okay. So, Thekka, before you roll out, man, let the people know where you at, what you doing, what you got going on, and where they can find you at.
Oh, okay. So, Thekka Jones on all social media. Subscribe to Late Night Jackson. That's on YouTube. That is the web show that I do with a very funny comedian named Mark B. Williams. We go around Jackson and other places in Mississippi highlighting late night, the late night culture and all of that. Subscribe to my personal YouTube, Thekka Procrastinates. Follow me on Twitter, Thekka Jones. Actually, kind of working on a documentary with somebody. I can't really reveal anything yet, but the trailer's going to be out probably in like 3 more months. Yeah, man, and just doing the videography, doing all kind of corporate stuff. When I get time, I put up videos on my YouTube. Watch Fire Dance on my YouTube now and subscribe.
And plug that YouTube again?
It's Thekka Procrastinates. Thekka Procrastinates.
he ain't gonna stumble through that when he's like, shit, y'all get to Google that shit.
Yeah.
What's up with the music?
Man, I don't make music anymore, man.
God damn it.
Well, I mean, I make more money doing video. Like, doing corporate. Like, I did this one project for the state. And literally, like, the check I got for it was more than I had made doing music for 6 years. Like, for 3 days of work. So I was like, oh, okay, well, guess what?
So you bought, I mean, how many Nappy Afro shirts when you got the check?
Yeah, I bought 2 shirts from y'all.
Like, but when you got that check, or these were the old shirts?
These were the, it was the Nappy Afro logo, and it was the Nappy Afro.
He lied.
No, I'm really not.
Yeah, bought 2 shirts.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming on, man. We appreciate you coming on, setting the record straight.
No, son. Call me out, man. You call me out, man.
King Germ made me call you out, man. He ghost wrote my whole dialogue.
Oh, man, look at it. It's showing you yellow again, sorry.
He ghost wrote my whole...
Reisenberg called me out.
Hey, but you came to the show. You stepped up. You handled it, man. We definitely appreciate it.
Cleared your name. Like you said you cleared your good name, and you did.
You cleared your good name with me, man. You still an Eagle Scout, but you a good Eagle Scout.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm just, listen, man. I'm just trying to treat these women like the ladies they are, man.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Send them. DM's popping now. The DM's popping. He cooking bacon carbonara, and he not making moves, ladies.
Yeah, you see it.
So y'all know what's up. We appreciate you stopping by, man.
Alright, no problem, y'all.
We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up with the people. Germ, I know you gotta keep it 100 for the folks.
Yeah, man, keep it 100 this week, man. Girl Trips and July 4th Behavior. Girl Trips, I mentioned, because Essence is this weekend. And for the first year, my wife is going. I don't know how I feel about that. My wife being in the Essence Festival, because I know what niggas go to the Essence Festival for, and I just hope my wife don't get caught up in none of that shit, because that would make shit real awkward around the house.
Yeah. So. You're going to be looking at her funny.
Bear with me this weekend. I'm be on edge, because, you know, when my wife went to Chicago, I told you that was the craziest shit ever. My wife texted me like, yo, I just seen R. Kelly, and I ain't here for like 2 hours. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh, damn. Did you check and see she smelled like pee?
Nigga, it would be luckily, you know what I'm saying, you know, her and Tracy was together. You know, they seen R. Kelly in the restaurant. You know, they tried to take a picture of R. Kelly, and his little dude came up to him. Some midget, they said, came up to him and was like, yo, can't take pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up. Didn't no midget come up and say that shit?
Swear to God, nigga. I swear for God.
A midget enforcer?
A midget enforcer.
That sounds like something off the Boondocks.
Yes, R. Kelly has a midget security guard.
Wow.
A midget goon. R. Kelly's that real, nigga. So, yeah.
Hey, they got midget goons. We've seen the YouTube videos of the midgets kicking people's ass.
Yeah.
So, I saw one dude. He turned around and he grabbed the dude's arm and twisted him, and the dude fell. And after he fell, it was lights out.
He sounded like a munchkin, though.
He beat that ass.
Yeah, he beat that dude's ass.
And then that one dude that's over in Russia, that little dude with the little bitty head, he be whooping ass all the time. So I'm saying, the midgets can get out there and get it. Hell, we even saw Tyrion cut somebody with the sword. I'm just saying.
He also got his face sliced with one, too.
He did get his face sliced pretty bad. We was looking at the white meat. That motherfucker got cut open. But he lived and got a promotion. July 4th is coming up. This is the July 4th show.
Yes.
When you hear this, July 4th will be following. What are you doing, Jeremy? Are you barbecuing or are you grilling?
Actually, this year, I'm going to somebody else's house, so I'm not even cooking. They throwing a big ass shebang bang, so I'm going there. I'm going to sit back and enjoy their shit. But July 4th, behavior, people, fireworks, be careful. We don't need any more JPP stories this season. I do plan to shoot some fireworks. You know, I love that shit. But I'm going to be careful. You know, hopefully next week I have all my Twitter fingers. And but yeah, eat good. You know what I'm saying? Got to do hamburgers and hot dogs, ribs. You know, it's the great country. We're celebrating our independence from Great Britain or wherever. You know what I'm saying? So fly your fucking American flags high. You know what I'm saying? They all popping up around the neighborhood. This shit crazy, man. I ain't never noticed that shit. I think I always been out of town on July 4th. So, man, I see a lot of American flags, man. This shit is weird.
Especially now, man. Patriotism is at an all-time high.
Yeah, get ready for President Trump. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Can we not? I mean, say it's gonna happen. All right. We seen what happened with what was that? Great Britain or UK? Look.
Oh my God! Yeah, they voted themselves. Yeah, they broke their ass right about. So I don't know, man. Just
they said they got a Trump like little person in charge over there.
Hella conservative.
Yeah, man. So hey.
I don't know that we can call Trump a conservative. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, Trump is just.
He's just a fucking asshole.
He like George Bush squared.
Like I don't even know any of his policies. I just know that he's a hateful motherfucker.
Immigration, that's his only policy.
That's it. I'm going to build a wall and I hate people. That's pretty much it.
I'm going to bring jobs back to America. You're not saying how you bring jobs back, but you're saying you're going to bring jobs back. I'm going to force companies to start making stuff here. But that's all you're saying?
Yeah, okay. I don't know what Trump stands on. He's just an asshole. And because of that, because it looks like it's Trump or Hillary, I might actually have to go ahead and vote for Hillary.
Bro, listen, this shit is nuts. Actually, the crazy part is that people actually fuck with Trump. Like he, there's many for him to win the fucking the nomination. That shit is amazing.
Yeah, because he was winning like heartily.
Like this nigga was high stepping.
He got stepping for the 50 though.
Yeah, he beat niggas in their own state. Like he like I beat you on your own state, nigga. Like this you ain't shit.
Bad,
like real politicians that actually serve in Congress or Senate or something, they losing to a fucking nigga that was on Shark Tank, nigga, whatever the show is.
Nigga
the Apprentice.
Yeah, had his own TV show, The Apprentice, and people are pulling out in record numbers. Mexicans are like, fuck it, we pulling all our money from your shit. And he's still pushing ahead, so it's scary times, man. I might have to go ahead and cast my little punk ass vote. It ain't gonna mean shit, but at least I feel like I did something or attempted to do some shit. I don't know. And then you hoteps, I know y'all not gonna celebrate the 4th of July. Just eat a sandwich or something. I don't know.
Hey, look, they ain't gonna celebrate, but they're gonna be looking for the cookout though.
If they look for the cookout, like these hoteps going hard this year, man.
Oh yeah,
they go hard. They talking about Juneteenth. You know when Texas freed the last slaves? That's Juneteenth, which is what they celebrate out here. And these motherfuckers going hard in the paint. Don't celebrate no 4th of July. We were still slaves. Don't do that, my brother. Hey, I'm not even talking shit. I'm just saying. Go have a sandwich. That's all I'm saying. Get you a burnt hot dog, bust it open, put some ketchup on it, you're good. Burnt hot dogs is the best, man. Next week, though, it might be you and Easy, man. I don't think I'm going to be able to do a show next week.
Okay, man. We'll figure that out. We'll cross the bridge when we get to this, all right?
The reason I'm bringing that up on the show for people to hear is because I got to go help take care of a friend. Black people, take your ass to the doctor, all right? Don't wait till the last minute and then you come and find out you got some shit you... Hey, look, take your ass to the doctor, alright? You ain't got no insurance, take your ass to the free clinic. If you fucking bitches wrong, you ain't got no insurance, you might as well shoot yourself in the head. But if you got some shit, you got insurance, use that shit. Go get your checkup. If you got some symptoms of some shit, go get a checkup. Go see what the fuck's wrong with you, because there's too many black people. I know too many black people right now that are sick as fuck, and they didn't know what the fuck was going on. Brain scans, motherfucker. My homeboy got cancer. But it was like stage 4 cancer, nigga. It got that far. So take care of yourself. I got to run and take care of a friend next week. So I probably won't be here for the show. But black people, please, please, please make sure you're checking on your shit, getting your medical and all that other shit. Regardless if you hotep and not eating pork, just be up on your health, man. Whatever the fuck it is you're doing. Because that shit's serious, man. We got our Keep It 100s. This week is done. We got our winners and losers this week.
My winners this week, man, is Ken Bazemore. Nigga about to get paid. Who is Ken Bazemore? I have no fucking idea. All I know is he's in the NBA. He plays for the Hawks. He used to play for the Warriors. He's the guy that actually got Steph Curry signed to Under Armour because he was signed to Under Armour. And then he talked to people in Under Armour and get Steph. And it's paid off for him nice. He gets a nice little percentage. Little kickbacks, but yeah, he's about to get 20 mil, and this nigga's like nobody.
Hey, wait, he's getting 20 million from Steph Curry's deal?
No, he getting 20 mil, but he about to sign a $20 million NBA contract.
Who the fuck gonna give him 20 million?
You know what I'm saying? Dog, the market, you don't understand. A lot of average niggas about to get paid this offseason. Damn, free agency starts tomorrow. And with July 1st, it'll be yesterday when you hear this. Yeah. But yeah, shit's about to go fucking down. No, Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow will be the first.
Okay, well, tomorrow, when you hear this is free agency, so who knows? Kent Bazemore, watch how much money he get. Upwards of $20 million a year, and this man don't even start. Come on. This shit is nuts.
What team is going to pay him that?
Hey, somebody going to pay him, sorry.
I know that they were talking about Harrison Barnes getting that max contract.
They said the Knicks are looking to give him some money. I think the Knicks agreed in principle with Joakim Noah, $18 million a year.
Joakim Noah is not a bad pick for
$18 million.
Hey, that dude is Charlie Hustle for real.
He coming off an injury, $18 million.
Hey, but you're the Knicks.
Exactly. So we make another bad decision. Okay.
You just signed Derrick Rose, so you might as well spend some money on Joakim Noah. But that's gonna cost you Durant, right?
They still trying to get Durant too.
Okay, that's a lot of money throwing around.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I said this year, man, it's going to be ridiculous, man.
You said 18 for Joakim, 20 for Bazemore. You just signed Rose.
Up to 20, so he probably get about 18, too.
So, and then you still going to have money for Durant?
I mean, you need Durant just to sign in 1 year.
Yeah, but he's going to sign in 1 year at a max deal, like $20 million himself. That's $60 million.
Oh, I thought he was just going to do like a little short deal and then do another one next year.
I don't know, man. If that's what they're going for, man, it's... Hey, shit.
Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all, people, do not count LeBron James out in this free agent signing. Do not count him out. He's going to get somebody to come to Cleveland. He's going to get somebody to come.
So you think he's going to stay?
Yeah, he's going to stay. He's not leaving.
He said he doesn't see himself leaving. That's not I'm not leaving. Like, there's a difference.
Man said he's not. Look, he ain't going nowhere, man. Savannah not letting that happen, man. Kids are starting school. Hell no.
Hey, don't his kids go to school in L.A.?
Nah, I don't know where his kids go to school.
They go to some private fucking school in L.A. or some shit.
Oh.
They fly out.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, right now, if you follow Gabrielle Union on Snapchat, which I do, she is on vacation in some fucking island in Mexico. With her husband, Dwayne Wade.
Fiance.
That's her husband.
They ain't got married yet.
Hey, when she changed her goddamn name, they said Gabrielle Union Wade. She's with LeBron and his chick, his wife. And they're with your boy, CP3.
And they always go out.
But you got the wives all together.
Dwayne Wade got married in 2014. Damn.
So you wifed up, and you got your people, and two of y'all are able to sign new deals? I'm just saying. L.A. would be a good look. I wouldn't be shocked. So we'll see what the fuck happens. Free agents is going to be lit. I think that if we lose Wade, if the Heat lose Wade, and we leave Whiteside, I think I might just abandon my team. I'm just going to be a player fan from that point on. Because I can't do it no more, man. I can't do it. You can't let everybody on your team leave. So we'll see what the fuck else is up. Who's your other winner this week?
My other winner is Kanye, man. Kanye just signed a deal with Adidas. Adidas bought into his vision. They're going to give Kanye clothing stores, clothing lines. Like, Ye's really about to, like, they bought into the vision. So,
what do you mean? Like, he's already got clothing lines.
Well, Adidas is going to give him his own stores, his own line with Adidas and stuff like that. Like, they expanding the Kanye empire.
Oh, my God. Do you know how disgusting the line will be for a Kanye store?
Sports, like, they're going to give Kanye, like, sports attire, like, makes all kind of stuff now. They bought into the vision, man. He never told us what the vision was. He just wanted somebody to buy into it. Adidas bought into it. So these Yeezy boots or whatever shoes they call them, what are they called?
The Yeezy 360s and 750s and all these other boots.
Yeah, the ones that come out like every week, right?
Something like that. It seems like a new colorway coming out.
How much they cost?
Retail, they usually go for about
$200. $200 for them shoes?
Resell is about $1,500.
Hold on, sorry. We not talking about the same shoes.
Yeah. The little motherfuckers that look like socks with a sole on them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They usually, when they come out on release day, it's like $200, maybe $250 if you can get them. But people immediately go and resell them for $1,500. So if you're looking for a pair now, like the boots, the black boots, and the moon rocks and all that shit, those, the pirate blacks, Jesus Christ. The resale of them motherfuckers is
$1,000 to $1,500.
$1,399. Yep. $1,500.
What the
fuck? I joined a fucking sneaker group on Facebook, and those cats are trading Jordans 3 and 4 for one pair of Yeezys. Niggas is trading Jordan 1s and Pantone 11s. Like, they trading some hot shit to get one pair of Yeezys. So, I don't know why. I don't know if it's a status because it's so hard to get. But, yeah, they out there doing that shit. I don't think it's personally worth it.
I see some that's $3,166.
$3,000?
No, $31.66.
Those are knockoffs like a motherfucker. Like, you can go to your mall. Like, there's a... I don't know the last time you've been to the mall, Jerm.
DHgate.com.
Oh, yeah, they all replicas.
But they just say 350 boost.
Yeah, they all replicas. If you want... Hey, I don't need pump replicas, but there you go. I don't know the last time you've been to a mall, but they've got these kiosks now that sell the light-up bottom shoes.
Yes.
And they sell all kinds of knockoffs. So they got some Yeezys that light up. They got some motherfucking Adidas NMDs that light up. They got all that shit.
Oh, the shoes really light up. That's not nothing niggas just doing it. They shoot.
Oh, no. That shit has LEDs in the bottom. They light up and change colors.
Wow.
Yeah, the sneaker game is definitely different.
Wow.
The sneaker game is different.
So it's all right. You ready to get rid of any shoes? Like, give it away, Layla? It's all right, man.
Giveaway? No, I'm trying to sell some shoes. Matter of fact, I tried to sell some shoes.
Give away shoes to the homeless people. You go, I'm giving you shoes. You gonna send me some shoes, man?
No, you're not homeless.
I am sorry.
You're not homeless.
I'm gonna let it go.
Not homeless. See? Last time I checked, Queen Germ has a pretty profitable job.
That's her. She don't fuck with me, man.
Your wife don't fuck with you?
No, she do not fuck with me, man.
Shut up, man. Who your losers this week?
Man, my loser this week, man, is Kanye West, man.
You just said he was a winner.
For that little gas, that little weird-ass Kanye video famous, man, with all the... Like, what was that all about, man? Man,
look, it's Kanye. You gotta expect that shit.
But that's... Kanye, man, that's weird. Man, that was weird. Wow, naked Bill Cosby, naked... Like, all them naked people, Caitlyn and Bill. Like, oh, my God. Shit was weird. Weird.
That's Kanye, though. You got to expect that shit. You got to expect that from him. He's just a weirdo. He's a weirdo, man. I don't think he's crazy, but I definitely think he's a weirdo.
Nigga's crazy.
God damn, man. Do I have any winners to lose this week? I mean, Jesse Williams was the winner of the year, right, for his speech. Everybody went ham sandwich for that motherfucker, and that's cool. Good shit.
Becca Jones, my winner, man. For coming here clearing his name, man. I forgot about Thicker. That's my winner. Another additional win.
I give you that one, man. Thicker's my winner this week, too, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. It's good to have people on the show. Like, we're not opposed to guests coming on the show and doing shit.
Man.
And we fuck with y'all, man. Just don't be at the taco shop working on motorcycles when you're doing it. Or, you know, change the fucking smoke detector battery. Exactly. You're going to be on the show, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Give a fuck about the audio quality. We trying to bring high quality shit to the people.
Yes, man. We the best audio quality podcast on that BF, bro.
And we would appreciate it that if you plan on being on the show, you'd like to be on the show, that you have listened to one of the shows recently. Would be nice. I don't think we're asking too much to say, hey, have you heard a show in the 200s? You got 15 to choose from now, right? You can listen to a show. But yeah, that's it, man. You want to give our shout outs so we can get up out of here?
Oh, man. Crunching some ice. Hold on.
The Yeti, man, keeping it ice cold.
Yes, sir. Man, shout out to, the Nation. Shout out to GQ Blue, Be Easy, Saw Right, the Young Niggas, Short T.
Short T.
Supreme Weave, Blaskiat, heard y'all little podcast.
Don't do it like that, man. You ain't gotta.
No, I'm just saying, I heard it, man. I heard it. I don't know what to call it, podcast. I heard it, man. It's pretty cool. I like to see Team Young Nigga step up, you know what I'm saying? Because, OGs, we want to hear what the baby gangsters out there got to think sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And, them niggas knew more about the current niggas than we did, so, all right, so that's why I was kind of, them niggas really listen. Yeah, that shit was funny. That shit was hilarious. Like, they actually know who these niggas is.
Hey, I fuck with you, man. We appreciate it. Oh, and we had Light Skin Kanye ask a question this week. We already had the show figured out for this week, but we'll get to that question If I'm not here next week,
I'm gonna go ahead and answer the question. That list is bullshit.
This damn.
List, Pitchfork did a top 50 mixtapes in the new millennium or whatever, and they didn't have No Ceilings on there. So that's why I was just like, this list is invalid. It's bullshit. You know, they had Wayne number one. They had like the Drop 3 number one. That's not Wayne's best mixtape. I mean, it's dope, but it's not No Ceilings dope. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I thought No Ceilings was really dope too.
No Ceilings was dope.
Yeah, so you know, I did see like the Purple Tape and all kinds of weird shit on there, and I was like, yeah, we have to devote more time to this to see how dope it was. How many Crit mixtapes was on there?
I don't think no.
They did. We already.
Let me show you real quick. Yeah, man, the list was kind of lit.
No Crit. If you ain't have No Crit mixtapes on there, it's some bullshit.
I'm gonna tell you. Let me run down the list real quick. Yeah. Fuck it. Got Main Attractions, 808s and Dark Grapes, French Montana, Max B, Coke Wave, Wale, The Mixtape About Nothing. I'm going 50 down. King Louie, number 47, Drilluminati, Currency, The Drive in the Theater, Wiz Khalifa, Cushion Orange Juice, Jadakiss, DJ Green Lantern, The Champ Is Here, The Jacka, The Street Album, Cameron, The Purple Mixtape, Don Tripper, Starlito, Step Brothers, Joey Badass, 1999, Jewel Santana, Back Like Cook Crack, 2, More Crack, Boozy Badass, Super Bad, Return to Mr. Wipe Me Down, DJ Green Lantern Invasion, Part 2, Conspiracy Theory, That's Racist, Sit Down Man, Isaiah Rashad, this whatever, Sylvia Demo, 34, Freddie Gibbs, Men's Best Gangsta Box Frame, okay, yeah, that one, 33, Meek Mill, Dream Chasers, 32, Drake, So Far Gone, 31, Migos, Young Rich Niggas, 30 was Gucci Mane Writing on the Wall, 29 was Future Monster, 28 was Young Thug, 1017 Thug, 27, Lil B, God's Father, 26 was Max B, Public Domain 3, 25, Kevin Gates, The Luca Brasi Story, 24, Kanye West, Get Well Soon, 23, Tyler, Creator Bastard, 50 Cent, number 22, 50 Cent is the Future, real low. 21, Action Bronson, Party Supplies, Blue Chips, Drake, If You're Reading This Too Late, is number 20. Run the Jewels, number 19. That was a mixtape.
Hell no, that wasn't no mixtape.
Number 18, Chief Keef, Back from the Dead. So it's a little, Run the Jewels is 19. All right, so everybody going forward.
It's supposed to be better than that.
I'm judging like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
17, Kendrick Lamar, OD. Overly Dedicated, whatever. 16, Future, 56 Nights. That just came out last year. Rick Ross, Rich Forever. Dipset, Diplomats Volume 1. Gucci Mane, The Burr Print, The Movie. Number 12, Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book. Number 11, Young Jeezy, Trap or Die. Number 10, Rich Gang, The Tour Part 1. Number 9, ASAP Rocky, Live Love ASAP. Number 8, Nicki Minaj, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Number 7, Earl Sweatshirt, Earl. Number 6, Lil Wayne, DJ Drama, Dedication 2. Number 5, the Jay-Z, the S. Dot Carter Collection. Number 4, Chance the Rapper, Chance the Rapper, Acid Rap was number 4. Number 3 was Danny Brown, Triple X. Number 2 was The Clips, We Got It for Cheap, Volume 2. And number 1 was The Drop 3.
Go ahead. It's so much shit on that list that I'm looking at like, what? The order... Man, look. First of all, I fuck with Chance the Rapper, but he got 2 in the top 10?
2.
These are young cats. Like, I get the mixtape is the young kid game, but how the fuck is Drake number... What was Drake?
Like 32 and, like, 15 or some shit like that.
Is it comeback season, the mixtape?
Yeah.
That came out in, like, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on the list? At all?
Nope. No comebacks either.
That's the one that got him his album deal.
Hey, it's all right.
Hey, man.
See that.
I'm too old for the mixtape game. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm out of touch. I'll take that L. But that list sounds like some bullshit to me. And which Lil Wayne was number one?
The Drop 3.
No Ceilings wasn't on the list. And Dedication was like number 5.
Yep. Dedication 2 was like number 5.
Yeah, that sounds like some bullshit to me. Because Dedication is better than that one. And No Ceilings should be on the list, so... I don't know what to tell you about that shit, man. But, That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? This is another episode. We kind of all over.
Shout outs, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, we still have shout outs. My bad. Go for it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the listeners, man. RT3, Eternal shout out. Papa Dash, Ash Dash, Ruler Myself, Dr. Abrasive, MJ Money, and Ash, still a bitch. Damn. That's Dr. it, man. Claw. Anybody Dr. else? Fuck the show, man. Shout out, man.
Shout out to Dr. Claw. Shout out to Thekka Jones again and Tracy May for coming through. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to Be Easy for smoking that weed. That's what you do, young man. And we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast with your boy Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at you next time on NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.